This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss the dramatic rise in COVID outbreaks among school-aged kids. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, unlike previous waves, Georgia's latest surge has been driven by new cases among school-aged children. So how do these numbers break down?
Well, the State Department of Public Health says that 60% of the outbreaks in this current surge have occurred among K through 12 schools, which is a lot higher than previous surges. And it coincides with the fact that schools have reopened across the state. They've been open since the beginning of August. And one interesting feature of this, unfortunately, is the fact that many of these cases involve students who are 12 to 18 years old. And we know that that group is eligible for vaccination, unlike those who are under 12 years old.
And are more kids also being hospitalized? How severe are their cases overall?
Hospitalizations are up in various places in the state, including Children's Health Care of Atlanta, including Memorial Health. We know that there have been a few deaths. Luckily, kids don't have the underlying health conditions that a lot of adults have. And those underlying health conditions, whether it's diabetes, asthma, or obesity, can really contribute to death.
And as we know, there's been a lot of debate over whether masks should be required in schools. So do we know if masking in schools helps reduce infections?
Well, we have evidence from the CDC that says absolutely that masks help. And there are many school systems here in the state that do mandate face coverings, but we also know that there are others that don't. And what's happened is in some of these school systems that haven't mandated masks, they've decided to go ahead and switch and require it because they've seen the level of cases rise in their school buildings.
And given this trend of more teens getting sick, is vaccine messaging likely to be targeted to this group or to their parents?
One of the factors here is that, you know, these teenagers are out and about and love, you know, obviously love to socialize like all teenagers do. And I think the public health messaging, I think, needs to be stronger, not just at the school level, but also at the physician level, that these kids should get vaccinated. Unfortunately, we've seen this pandemic become a political thing, and that's unfortunate. I mean, it should be totally public health oriented rather than politically oriented.
And Pfizer announced recently some promising data on the safety and efficacy of its vaccine for kids ages 5 to 12. So is there hope for an available vaccine for all K through 12 students this year?
Well, I think it's a frustration for many parents that this hasn't happened yet. And we've been told all along that we hope to see a vaccine approved for kids by the end of the year. I'm not sure about the timing now, and it's still kind of an indefinite thing. But clearly that will also help curb these transmissions.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBNews.org.